When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey.
Was Rob, was somebody, Rob, were you coughing?
That was Reagan. Okay.
I was like, I thought I Rob so. Was hacking up a lung in there, so I've never met it.
This is one of the craziest stories from yesterday. It comes from Atlanta, or if you're from Winfield, Louisiana, or Wynn Parish, where I'm from, it's pronounced Atlanta. Going to Atlanta, not Atlanta, Atlanta. There's a fellow named Quentin Collins, who is 29. And Quentin, and I'm guessing that his friends call him Quint.
Really?
Because I knew a guy growing up whose name was Quentin, and everybody called him Quint.
I might thought maybe they call him Q.
Quint.
Q-Dog.
Quint. Well, Quint is in the news because the story goes that he had just started working at Chipotle. And he was still kind of in the training phase. But one night as work was ending, he was trying to catch his MARTA. Is MARTA just the train, or is it also bus system?
I don't know. I thought it was just the train. Yeah, because it says rapid. It's rapid transit.
Yeah. But this in the story, they call it a MARTA bus. So, I don't know.
Oh, well.
But your brother lives in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Riggins.
I never.
One, what does he ride the MARTA bus or the MARTA train?
I don't know for sure.
Your snobby brother.
Yeah, I don't know.
They have buses, trains, and streetcars.
Huh.
Wow. I'm well, sure those are buses. Profitable for the city. The streetcar. Yeah. Ring-a-ding-ding. Anyway, Quint was on his way out to catch his bus, and he had to get home. As he was leaving, the manager said, "Hey, Quint, you forgot to take out the trash." And he said, "I don't have time. I'm going to miss my bus," and just kept running out the door. Well, evidently, the manager chased after him with a gun. And that's why they're in the news.
Could say that's a slight overreaction.
Yeah, so After the guy saw that everybody in traffic was looking at him, and then there was a cop car nearby, he put the gun down and then took off running back to Chipotle, got in his car, and they haven't seen him since.
So in other words, like suddenly realization hit him. I'm standing in the street and I'm holding a gun, chasing a kid over trash.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I was gonna run away.
So Quint was interviewed on the news, and this is what he suggested should have happened.
It's like you write a person up that forget to do that.
What are you?
Yes. You know what?
It's fair.
You ever thought about writing a person? Yeah. I was willing to be written up, but don't chase me with a gun.
He has a valid point there.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You write a person up for that. You don't chase them out into the street with a gun.
And then this was my other favorite part of the story that comes with a translation.
Colin says having his life threatened is messing with his mental health.
They might have to give me some medicine to help me sleep, because every time I close my eyes, I'm in that moment where it is where I'm staring deaf. I'm staring at death.
Translation, I'm probably going to sue.
Yeah.
I'm going to need some medication.
Yeah.
I'm staring at death.
Hope Chipotle's got deep pockets.
because of Chipotle, I'm staring at death.
You know, Chipotle's calling today, like, look, tell you what, you're going to keep your job.
Yeah. I wonder if
we'll give you $10,000 and you can eat free for a year. And
I want the medicine.
We'll give you a little bump and pain. We'll give you some medicine. It's going to be fine.
And they say that that Chipotle had reached out and offered counseling for him if he needed that for his mental health. But translation for that. Look, don't sue us.
Please don't sue us.
You're not going to win, and don't put us all through that.
Yeah, come on, dude. Let's be serious here.
I wonder how many times he forgot to take the trash out, though.
Like, well, he just started. He was still in his training phase.
Oh, never
mind. Yeah. That's what, you like, know, if he'd done it several times and the guy had been telling him, and then finally the manager snapped, but he wasn't even finished with his training.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I know it's the first week, but you got to take the trash out.
Yeah. He's like, don't you ignore me, disrespect me? So obviously, if he just took off running after him, he had to have the gun on him, concealed on his person.
He keeps that thing on him.
Yeah, which I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I do too.
Did he say
that? I don't even live in Atlanta.
Do you think he said at some point out loud, like, did he leave? I'm going to shoot this motherfucker. He pulls that, takes over. And the other point was, oh, wait, did he say he's going to shoot him?
Oh, no. I think he was yelling it as and the guy turned around and looked at him, and then he said, oh, you got to take out the trash. He turned and looked at him and then hit the door running to catch his bus. And then he just took off after that. Yeah, you're right. He saw the traffic and people looking at him, and then he saw a cop car up ahead and he goes, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I got to get...
There's a moment of realization where you go, oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh. Trust me. I've been there. That moment where you go, oh, damn it. This is bad.
I screwed up.
And the reporter, though, something that stood out to me in the full story, the reporter pronounced it Chipotle.
Yeah, I hated that part.
Chipotle?
Chipotle. Oh,
Chipotle.
Yeah.
No, sir, it's Chipotle.
You know there's a lawsuit coming when the kid says, every time I close my eyes,
right.
You know, it's like, I've been through some traumatic stuff. Every time I close my eyes, I see that man.
I can, see where it could be slightly traumatic.
Slightly.
He was just chased out of the street with a gun slightly. For not trash out?
I'd say very traumatic.
I get it.
I guarantee you he's sleeping.
Yeah, he's probably sleeping
fine. Tired as hell.
Yeah.
Except that dude's not going to come look for him.
Huh?
So that dude's not going
to
come
look for him. Well, you don't know that, Rob. You don't. I guess he's crazy enough to do that over some trash. Now he might be sitting at home thinking that.
Well, that is my only option.
He didn't take that trash out, and that's cost me my job. I was a damn manager. Yeah. I was fast tracking. I was on my way within the organization. Now, I'm you know what? I'm going to kill that son of a bitch.
Look what you made me do.
I'm the one that came up with the no freezers bullshit. But
He sits around long enough, has a couple drinks. He's like, "That I'm going to kill that somebody."
Yeah. Now I'm a fugitive.
Yeah,
they haven't found him.
Mm-mm. No,
damn. Yeah, he just in a blink of an eye screws up his whole life.
And here's that part again.
Colin says having his life threatened is messing with his mental health.
They might have to give me some medicine to help me sleep because every time I close my eyes, I'm in that moment where I'm staring deaf. I'm staring at death.
Every time I close my eyes.
Every time.
I close my eyes. And then the reporter's trying to be all precise and sophisticated. And he goes, see, it's messing with his mental health.
Oh, I noticed that, too. He was very demonstrative in his delivery. He says, it's messing with his mental health.
You write a person up that forget to do that.
Come true. On now. You write a person
There's up. There's really no argument with Quentin on that one. Yeah, you do. That's what you do. You write a person up.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.